How many want to learn to hear God's voice today? How many know? Turn to your neighbor and say, you need to tune in. Turn to your other neighbor and say, you need to tune in also. We're starting a new series today of Destiny called Tune In, How to Hear God's Voice. Tune In, How to Hear God's Voice. As one of the, probably one of the most important questions, or not only the important questions, but probably one of the most often questions given to me as a pastor is, how do I hear God's voice? Very important question. So many people ask me that on a regular basis. People want to know how to hear the voice of the Lord. How many know this is a very important thing as Christians that we should be able to hear the voice of the Lord? Let me tell you this, that there is a lie today that goes around that says that God no longer speaks to his people. Let me tell you right up front, that is a lie, okay? That is a bold-faced lie. God is still speaking to his people. God still speaks to his people. Malachi 3:6, an Old Testament reference, says this, for I am the Lord, I do not, what? Change. Look at the New Testament reference, Hebrews 13:18. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We serve a God who does not change. What does that mean? That means he spoke to Adam in the garden. He spoke to Moses in the wilderness. It means if he spoke to Joshua, if he spoke to Jacob and Isaac, if he spoke to Ruth, if he spoke to the people, prophets of all the old, and then he went to the New Testament, we see where he spoke to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We see where he spoke to Paul and to Silas. We see where God spoke. He says, if he speaks today, then does he speak today? Yes, he does, because God does not change. He has always designed that he speaks to us. He is always designed that the father would speak to his children. Does it make sense that you would give birth to children and never speak to them? No. Isn't that ridiculous to think that we would have children and not give, we give birth to children but never speak to them? We know this to be a fact that it's only a natural part of the process as spiritual children. And when God is giving a spiritual birth, that he wants to speak to us as our spiritual father, as our heavenly father. He is still speaking today, but the question is this, are we listening? That's probably a better question. It's harder to answer. Because we can answer, God is speaking. But the real question probably we should really ask ourselves is, are we listening? And how do we listen? So today we're going to really jump into this and look at the thought that God is speaking to you and I. We know that he does not change. He is still speaking today. So we got to learn to tune in to what God's saying. How much easier would our life be as Christians every day if we would learn to tune in to what God's saying? I mean, isn't it great? I love GPS systems, and I love those things that speak to us and tell us what to do, where to go. It makes driving a lot easier when you do not know where you're going. In our life, we have a plan, and we kind of know our future, but man, we really don't know where we're going, do we? We really don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know the things we're going to walk through 6 months from now. We do not know the things that are going to face us tomorrow. So I know this one thing. We know that we may not know the future, but we know who holds the future. We know who is speaking in the future. We know who is speaking right now. It's our Heavenly Father speaking to you and I. God still speaks today, and every believer should know this, that God does not have laryngitis. Isn't that great? If nothing else, you should get that. God doesn't have laryngitis. He is still speaking to you and I today. He's still speaking to us. Now, some of you who maybe were born in a religious background where God didn't speak to you, he only spoke through the pastor or through the priest. Let me tell you that God speaks through priests. God can speak through a pastor. But God also very much wants to speak to you just as much as he speaks to me. And the reason God speaks to me, because I have learned to tune in to what he's saying. I have learned to discipline myself to hear his voice. And it's a discipline that we can all learn to have. It's something that is not just a privilege to a pastor. God, you tell pastor what to tell me, and I'll do it. You know, I've had people tell me, Pastor, I just want to come talk to you because I know I've got these directions in my life. I think God will just tell you what he wants me to do. And sometimes God does reveal to me things to encourage people, to speak things to their life. I'm not saying God does not operate in that way. But I'm saying the most important way that God wants to operate, he wants to speak to you. And when I speak to you what God is saying, it should be confirmation and say, that's right, God's already speaking that in my heart. God's already laying that in my heart. God's already beginning to put that desire in me. What I speak should be a confirmation what God is already speaking to you. What I speak to you should not catch you off guard. Because if you're tuned in, you're already get a leading to where God is wanting to speak to you. Am I making sense to you this morning, okay? So turn to your neighbor and say, God wants to speak to you. Are you tuned in? Let me say this to you. Hearing God is not something we do. Now, if we were to break this up in the grammar structure, it is something we do. But spiritually, hearing God is not something we do. Hearing God is someone you are. That's kind of deep this morning, isn't it? You really think about it that way. Hearing God is not something we do. Hearing God is someone we are. We are children of the King. We are sons and daughters of the King. We are what? Sons and daughters of the King. That's taken right out of Scripture. We are sons and daughters of the King. So would the Father not speak to his children? Yes, he was. This he did and does and still will do and wants to do. He wants to have communication with us daily. I know this, that I am getting ready to turn a certain number in a few weeks of age. Some of you have a hard time believing I'm even 30. I know I can understand that, and I can see the reason why. But, yeah, anyway, it's, I'm getting ready to turn the big 4-0. But you know what? There's not a day goes by that my parents still don't want to talk to me. They live a couple hours away, and my phone will ring and ring and ring. And they want to talk to me. Why? Because they're my parents, and no matter if I'm 40, if I'm 4, 14, 24, 40, or if they're still alive when I'm 60 or 80, whatever, they'll still want to talk to me. Why? Because I am their son. They want to talk to me. They want to share with me. And so right now, my mom and dad are listening to this over the internet saying, amen, that's right. Call us more often, son, please. I can already hear it coming right now. I set my own self up for that statement. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Okay. But God is speaking to us, and he wants to speak to us. Look what John 10 says. Verses 1 through 4 says, most assuredly I say to you, this is Jesus talking. He's talking about the great shepherd. He who does not enter into the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. He's addressing Satan here, that Satan tries to come to talk to the sheep. But if he doesn't enter into the door of the gateway of life, what he's saying, he's a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is what? The shepherd of the sheep. The shepherd enters the door of the sheep. To him, the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep, what? Hear his voice. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm a sheep. I'm a sheep. Turn to your other neighbor and say, you're bad, bad, bad. Okay, wait. The sheep hear his voice. Look what he says. And he calls his own sheep. Now, this is Jesus talking about himself as the great shepherd. He says that we are the sheep. He's the shepherd. And the shepherd does what? He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him. Why? Because they know his voice. Listen. You will know the voice of the Lord when it speaks to you when you open up and tune in. Because God is speaking to you. He doesn't want you to go to a priest to get your word from the Lord. He doesn't want you to go to a prophet just to get your word from the Lord. He wants to speak to you today. He wants to speak into your life today as sons and daughters of the King. He wants to speak into your life. Look what verses 16 and 27 says. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Let's stop right there. Who's he talking about? First of all, the first sheep he's talking to the Jewish community. He's talking to his own people. I am the sheep. I am the shepherd. You are the sheep. Then he's talking about now the Gentiles and the other sheep. He's talking about the ones I'm not talking to right now. The Gentiles that you think are separate. This is what he says to you and I. We're Gentiles. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock. Isn't that great? That's awesome right there. There's neither Jew or Gentile. There's neither black or white or brown or yellow. Some of you better hear that. There's neither black, white, brown, or yellow. There's neither black, white, brown, or yellow. There's one flock. There's one Father. And we're brothers and sisters today. That better get in your spirit this morning to hear what I'm talking about. At Destiny Church, we're going to break the stereotype. I'm telling you. One flock, one shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they will follow me. So it's very clear that he's saying this. Jesus was saying this about himself. We are sheep, and he is the shepherd. And he wants us to hear his voice. He is speaking to us. He is leading us. So how does he lead us? He leads us by his voice. So the point I want you to get today, and it's the simple title of this message, I am a sheep. I am a sheep. Just turn to your neighbor and say, I'm a sheep. If you're a Christian today, you are a sheep. I'm a sheep. And so how do the sheep, how do we hear the voice of the shepherd? How do we hear God? Let me give you some ways. It's very, very easy. How do we communicate? How do we hear God's voice? First of all, I want you to know it's natural. Number one, it's a natural process that we are born with, this natural process of hearing. I was born naturally with a set of natural ears to hear the physical voice, right? We were born. The majority of us were born with natural ears to hear the natural voice of our parents. We have the ability to hear the physically with our ears. Then again, when I'm born in a spiritual birth, when I am born again in the spiritual realm, I receive spiritual ears to hear what spiritual things are being said. That's not hard to conceive. It's not hard to process when you think about it. Just like I'm naturally born with the ability to hear my parents, when I'm spiritually born, it's a natural process that God is naturally giving you the ability to hear his voice. It's a natural process. It's not something you have to say, oh, do I have to earn it? I don't earn it. It's not that I earn it after being a Christian so long. Then God says, all right, today I'm going to speak to you. No, God is wanting to speak to all of us. And many times he's speaking even when we're not listening. Because he's speaking to us loud and clear before we ever became a Christian. He was screaming out, I love you. I have a destiny. I have a better life for you. I have a plan for your life. But because we're not tuned in, we don't hear it. And then we begin something, we go through our life and we realize, I'm lost. There's something more to this earth. There's something more to this world. And my life begins to tune in to what God is saying. And I'm drawn to the cross. I'm drawn to the salvation. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And when I do that, then my spiritual ears are turned on. God, what are you saying for my life? God, what are you directing me in my life? God is speaking. Are we listening? It's a natural process. The sheep hear the shepherd. That's what he says. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, right? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He is speaking, and the sheep hear the shepherd. We are born with the natural ability to talk to our shepherd. We are born with the natural ability to talk to our shepherd and born again with the spiritual ability to hear his voice. You know, we are born, we're different than animals. Even though we're compared to sheep here, we are different than animals that we can communicate. Now, some very intelligent animals can communicate to certain levels. We all had seen these pets, these wonder pets. I remember in junior high, I went to a friend's house, and he said, my dog can talk, and I didn't believe him. So he took out a cookie, and he talked to this dog. He said, say cookie. The dog went, cookie. I promise. I was like, whoa, this is pretty good. He couldn't say anything else, but he could say cookie because he wanted that cookie. Because as soon as he said cookie, he got that cookie to eat. And this dog learned to say cookie. But you know what? I was over there a lot, and that dog never said thank you. That dog never said, whew, I'm tired. All he says was, Shaggy. I mean, come on. I mean, think about it. Your dog, it can scratch on the door and let you know he wants to go out. And maybe, you know, he's got to get outside. He'll bark and scratch the door, and you kind of know what he wants. But he's not really talking to you. I mean, you wake up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., and your dog's in the backyard barking its head off. It's like, what's he saying? He's saying, let me out. I'm pinned up. I'm going to go out there and we yell at him. Shut up. What do you expect? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was waking you up. Excuse me, owner. Excuse me, master. You know? I mean, as smart as they are, they can't communicate to us. But we have the ability that God has given us. We are born with the ability to speak to our master. We are born with the ability to communicate. And we don't just bark and we just don't scratch at the wall. But we have the ability to speak spiritual things and hear spiritual things. It goes beyond this communication. It's a natural process that God has given you and I. Very natural. Number two, it's a learned process. It's a learned process. Look at this statement. As children, we are born with the ability to communicate, but we have to be taught how to use it. Isn't that very true? As children, we are born with the ability to communicate, but we have to be taught how to use it. Our children are not born coming out speaking in sentences, are they? We have to teach them, you know, pronouns and verbs and adjectives and sentence structure and pronunciation, how things go and when to say things just the right way. And we teach our children how to speak in words first and then sentences and then paragraphs and then conversation. It's a learned process. It's a natural process. Communication is a learned process. So the same thing is with us. When God is communicating to us, it's a learned process. Even though we have the spiritual ability to hear the Lord and to communicate with the Lord, it's a very much a learned process. So who's going to teach you? The teacher. I'm the teacher, and I get to teach. This is going to be great because this whole series is about us learning how to communicate with God, how to hear his voice, and how to be obedient, how to communicate with him. How is God speaking to us? So we're going to teach. We're going to learn this process of how do we hear God's voice. Because when we're born, I mean, even when my kids started talking, you really, really couldn't understand what they were saying. How many know what I'm talking about? Remember when they talked in gibberish? Yeah. You know, it's just a crazy thing. They speak and you can't understand anything they said. I remember when my children, Landon was about one, not quite two, and Preston was three, not quite four. Melissa would have been seven. But my two youngest boys, I mean, Preston was learning how to talk, but still yet, you couldn't understand anything he said. Landon couldn't understand. I think I have an example of that. Guys, you got anything back there I could use for an example to show you? This is what I'm talking about. This is what the kids look like. I mean, this is what our kids go through. I mean, come on. They've got it all up here. They know what they want to say, but they can't communicate effectively, can they? Now, I love that illustration because, number one, it really lets us see, even though we're born with the ability to communicate, it also lets us know that it's a learned process, isn't it? It doesn't happen right away. And the second thing, it really gives me a chance to embarrass my kids, which they really love. So that's a great thing. But it's a learned process. As we grow our children, we are born with the ability to communicate, but we must be taught how to use it. In this series, you're going to learn how to hear God, how to use this ability to communicate with God. Number three, it's matured. Communication, hearing God's voice, it's a mature thing. Look at this statement. As children, we have to learn how to use our communication. Children learn how to communicate but need time to use it maturely. Children learn how to communicate, but they need time to use it maturely. Kids will learn how to talk, but they'll just blurt anything out. Isn't that true? Come on, don't tell me you've never been in Walmart in this line waiting to check out, and your kids would blurt out some of the craziest things. Things they shouldn't say. And they always wait until there's a crowd around. You know what I'm saying? You're just learning how to talk, and they look by and go, Dad, is that girl pregnant? You know, and the girl's not pregnant. Or someone's, you know, buying something in the stand. They're going through the checkout. That person's buying cigarettes. They're going to die, Dad. Look at them. They're buying cigarettes. They're going to die. They're dying. They're going to die. And you're like, you know, they just haven't learned how to pull back their wind. They haven't learned how to maturely speak yet. They haven't learned how to speak without hurting people's feelings. You start speaking to them real loud. Dad, your breath stinks. Really? Can you just, you know, they don't have the ability to filter what they say. They just say what they see. They say what they think. They haven't matured. You know, I've met some Christians a lot like that, that need to learn how to mature before they speak. Oh, that kind of hurts. Now, let's get back over here. I've learned some Christians that need to learn how to mature before they speak. Sometimes we just want to spout out what we're thinking and spout out. No, it's a mature process. And communicating with God is a mature process. They've learned to communicate, but they need time to mature in that process. We all need to mature. Let me give you some ways we need to mature. I think that when we first start learning to hear God's voice, we use some ways that really aren't of God. First of all, you ever met people who say God speaks to them every minute of the day? I've met some people like this, you know. Every minute they're like, wait, God, yeah. It's like they got an earpiece to God. Yeah, wait, just a second. God wants you to know right now. You know, just like every minute God's speaking to him. Wait, don't buy that kind of toilet paper, God. God says buy a two-ply, honey. God says buy a two-ply right now. Don't buy the Coke. God says buy the Diet Pepsi. I mean, you met people who always, God's always speaking to them. If God's speaking to you every minute, there's something wrong. And let me say, you say, well, what's wrong with God speaking to me? There's nothing wrong with God speaking to you. God is speaking to you every day. God is leading you. But let me ask you, as our kids are young, how many know when I am potty training my children, I love it when they come to me and say, Daddy, I need to go potty. You're like, yay! Go potty, yay! Just save the diaper. We don't have to clean this mess. Yay! We're so excited. It is great when my children, come on, moms. Come on, Dad. You know what I'm talking about. I love it when my kids come and ask me every time. I don't care if it's at 3 o'clock in the morning. If they got to go to the bathroom, I love it. They're learning to go potty. That's all right. But when the kid's 18, it's not cute anymore. Dad, I just called you up. It's rough. I go to the bathroom. It's rough. I go potty, Dad. I would think by now you would learn. Just go, son. It's all right. You don't have to ask permission. I would learn, hope that you learn by now there's a right way to do things. You want to hear me say it's okay to go potty. You know it's all right to go potty. Go potty. Just go inside, please, now. Please, okay. It's something that happens. It's cute when our kids ask us for instructions and we got to tell them as they're young what to do, right? That's all right. We like that. But at some point when they're 12, and 13 and 16. It's all right when my kid comes to me and says, hey, do I need to take a shower, Dad? When a 2 and 3 and 4, you're like, yeah, 5, you're like, great, yeah, you need a shower. Go take a shower. You stink, you know? But when they're 14, it's not cute anymore. Should I take a shower or should I not? It's not too bad. Get in the shower. Take your own bath. I don't expect you to have to have me tell you that you need a bath. You just know you stink. You need a bath. You got up this morning. You need a bath. You just got there playing basketball. You need a bath. I mean, it's not a healthy thing that I got to tell a 16-year-old if I had to do that every time with it. We would think there's something wrong with this kid. Learn to grow up. Learn to mature. Learn to take a bath on your own. See, This is the principle behind that. When we feel like God's got to tell me every minute, something every minute, it's that same immature process. God, what'd you say? It's been, okay, God, do that. No, God's still speaking to you. God's still leading you, but he's wanting you to mature in the way you hear his voice. He's wanting you to mature in what he's teaching you and what you're doing. He doesn't speak to you every single minute of the day. He's not speaking to you, do this, do that. No, he's leading you. His spirit is leading you. And there's times in the day he's going to speak very clear to you. There's times in the night he'll speak very clear to you, give you direction, give you confirmation, give you peace in your life, give you a word for that day. Things are happening. But it's a mature, very much a mature process. I believe it's a wrong philosophy to believe God wants to tell us what to do every minute of the day. Because at some point, he wants us to learn and to grow and to trust him. You ever heard someone say, I'm going to get a word from the Lord. I'm going to hear God's voice. And they grab their Bible. I'm just going to open it up and close my eyes and point. And wherever it is, that's where God wants me to go today. That's why I believe God's going to speak to me that way. I had a business friend of mine who did that. He said, I was just praying, God, you know, show me what to do, my business. And I wanted to prosper. I wanted to go somewhere. And so he just opened up the Bible, closed his eyes, and pointed. And when he opened up his eyes, his fingers pointed to chapter 13. Some of you will get that tomorrow, okay? That's a bad joke. Come on. Chapter 13, bankruptcy. Okay, you get it. All right. Chapter 13. I mean, come on. We try to get a word from God, but open it up and pointing and closing our eyes. Does God want to speak this through his word? Yes, he does, very clearly. And we'll talk about that more later on in the weeks. But we just don't open up our eyes and point and say, all right, God, this is a word for me today. No, there's a mature process that God wants you to learn, that he wants to speak to you. Well, there's also this philosophy that whatever will be, will be. I don't have to talk to God. I don't have to listen to God because whatever will be, will be. He's already ordered my footsteps, dude. And so, man, just whatever happens is God's will. And I just go with the flow. I'll just go with the flow. Yes, God has a plan. And yes, God has a destiny for our future. There's also a direction. There's also a direction he wants to speak to you and I today. My philosophy is simply this. I am a sheep, and I can hear God's voice. He is speaking. He is leading me. A little over 6 years ago, I remember meeting with a group of elders from the Foursquare Gospel Church, and they talked to me, and they talked to my wife and I. And in that meeting, I said, man, we would love for you to start a church in the Joplin area. And we began to talk about the possibility of starting a church in the Joplin area. And as they brought this to me, I began to get excited in my heart, thinking, all right, maybe this could happen. But I remember my wife, we went home, and I was like, I just got to get alone with God. I just got to hear God's voice. And I remember just getting alone with the Lord and spent some time in prayer, spent some time listening to the Lord. And the Lord very clearly told me, I'm moving you in this direction. I've got a plan for you. I've got a plan for Destiny Church. I didn't even know it was Destiny Church at the time. Begin to drop it into my heart. Begin to drop a name into my heart. Begin to drop a plan into my heart. It says, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you. And I remember feeling so much real. But that was a tough thing. You know, we just stepping out, starting from scratch. Didn't know what we was going to do. Didn't know who was going to do it with us. Didn't know things that were happening. But I remember God speaking so clearly to me. So clearly. But it's a very clear thing. Because I wasn't going to make this move. It's because I was excited. I wasn't just going to make this move because it sounded like a good idea. I wanted to hear God's voice. I wanted to hear God confirm it in my life. And I heard it from elders, but I had to hear it for myself. I didn't just take the elders' advice. I had to go find a place of solitude. Find a place of God, I've got to hear from you. And he spoke, and we were obedient, and we're here now today because of the obedience of God speaking. Now listen, God is still speaking today. God is speaking very clearly as a pastor. That's how we lead Destiny Church. I pray and ask God to lead us in our direction, lead us in the vision of our church, lead us where we're going, lead us in our decisions, lead us in the speed of the way we do things. I believe in God is speaking, he is leading. God is wanting the same thing to happen in your life. He's wanting you to commit your life so totally to him that you are hearing his voice, that he is leading for you in your personal life, for you and your family. Don't feel like, well, you can only hear God through Pastor Gene. God wants to speak to you in a very, very personal way. I'm going to ask our musicians to come this morning. I want you just to bow your heads where you're at this morning. First of all, I want to ask you this question. If you're here today and say, Pastor Gene, you're talking about hearing God's voice. First of all, I just got to admit that I'm hearing God call out to me today and that I need to be a Christian. Today, I need to give my life to Jesus Christ. Today, I'm ready to give my life to Jesus. The Spirit of God is just calling out to me. And I realize today that I need to get right with God. With nobody else looking around, with all heads bowed and all eyes closed, I want to ask you this question. If you're here today, I will not embarrass you in any way. But I'm going to ask you this question. If that's you here today, say, Pastor, I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want you just to raise your hand where you're at and let me know it's you. I'm ready to accept Jesus today. Anybody here today, says, that's me, Pastor, I'm ready. Raise it high where I can see it. I want to make sure you have that opportunity. Thank you. Anybody else, you say, I'm ready today. Anybody else say, you want to join this person, say, I'm ready today to make a decision to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm ready to turn my life around. I'm ready to give Jesus my life. I want to make sure heaven's my home. I'm tired of doing things my own way. I'm ready today to make that decision, make that change. Raise your hand if that's you one more time. Say, I'm ready, Pastor. I'm ready. We're going to say this prayer together. We had those who raised their hands. So let's repeat this prayer. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I want you to be Lord of my life. I give you everything I am. And today, I accept your love. I accept your forgiveness. From this day forward, I will live for you. I believe you are the Messiah. Help me to change as I follow after you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today and meant it from your heart, we say welcome to the family of God. Come on, give me a hand clap. Before you leave today, if you raise your hand, stop by our welcome center back. We'll have a special packet back there to tell you what to do next. Got a free Bible, some other things that to help you along your journey. Today, we're going to close out, and I want to give you some time of prayer. I'm going to open up the altars for a few minutes here, and I want you just to come and to pray. If you want to kneel at your seat, that's fine as well. If you want to kneel at the sides of the stage, that's fine. But today, I want us, in this series, I want us to say, God, I am ready to hear God's voice. Are you ready to hear God's voice? I believe God's going to speak to you, and in this series, you're going to learn to hear His voice so clearly. You're going to learn to communicate with Him. You're going to learn to hear the communication that He's speaking to you very clear. You're going to learn to tune in, and hear what the Father's saying. So I'm going to invite you this morning to find a place of prayer as we sing this course through. You can come to the front and kneel at the altar around here, on the sides, at the chair, wherever you feel comfortable doing. Let's spend some time, and I want you to pray that prayer. God, I want to learn to tune in. In this series, God, I want to learn to hear your voice in a new way.
Heartbeat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. Oh, your love is overwhelming me. And all my life, your love is overwhelming me.
Stay in prayer. You're welcome to stay and pray as long as you want this morning. We're going to allow you to be dismissed. Those who need to go, the altars are still open this morning. We're going to keep playing. You can pray as long as you want. But during this series, just say, God, I am ready to hear your voice in a fresh and new way. If you believe that today, raise your hand. That's me, Pastor. I'm ready to hear God's voice fresh and new in my life. I believe God's going to do that in your life. It's going to be an exciting series. Don't miss a Sunday if you can help it. Come hear what God's going to say to you and teach you and mature you in this process. God bless you today. So continue to pray.